Greek Auditors podcast. Thank you for tuning in. I would like to start off by apologizing to all of my listeners for slacking on the podcast recently. I've had a lot going on. You will get to hear about some of that today on this podcast. So, once again, thank you to everyone for tuning in. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Pikes Peak Auditors podcast. This podcast is actually a special episode because, like I said previously, I've been very busy. Lots of things have come up. This is one of them. I was arrested on January 30th, about 11 o'clock in the morning, by Officer Giannini, I believe is how you pronounce it. That's badge number 4303, Colorado Springs Police Department. I was arrested on Bijou between Nevada and Tejon on a sidewalk, the same sidewalk that is attached to Acacia Park. I was expressing my grievances towards the police by way of the First Amendment. I was using some choice words that they did not feel were appropriate and violated a statute in Colorado, which is the Disorderly Conduct Offensive Gesture Statute 18-9-106-1A, subcode P as in Paul 1. So I have court on April 24th, 2019. I do have a lawyer in this case taking care of the motion to dismiss as well as anything thereafter. I want to assure you that this was unintentional. It was not planned at all, as you can see from the craziness that ensues from my videos. You can go search on Pikes Peak Auditors YouTube. It's all over. There was quite a few officers there that I didn't get names and badge numbers for. So those body cam footage will come out sometime in the near future. There were three officers and a sergeant, to which I did not get names and badge numbers for. I have requested all of that information from my lawyers and from Colorado Springs Police Department. And I want to speak about how I got this disorderly conduct ticket. To be specific, what I was doing. I was on a sidewalk saying the F word, saying F the police. And that is not illegal. So the police department here in Colorado Springs, to my knowledge, I guess from my experience, didn't know that that was not an illegal crime I was engaged in. So since then, there have been several protests in my honor. as well as myself, protesting the police here in Colorado Springs by way of using the middle finger, saying F the police to the police in many different instances. One in particular was the day after Eric Brandt got out of jail, which was 2 days after my arrest. We went to Colorado Springs downtown, and for 5 hours with a group of about seven people, we're saying the same thing all around downtown, exercising our First Amendment rights, recording in public, and using our free speech First Amendment rights to express how we feel. So, that being said, I do have court coming up on April the 24th. There is a motion to dismiss going in as well. We'll also get to speak soon with an officer from the same division, the Gold Hill Division, who actually has spoken to me since the arrest and had no idea about my particular arrest. We're definitely going to delve into quite a bit of what he feels about the First Amendment and how me in particular and how I go about things here in Colorado Springs. So this is just one officer's perspective, just one person's view. And like I said, I've been, you know, to Denver and all over here in Colorado recently, so he hasn't had a lot of interaction with me. But this is a local officer that works the same side of town that I live on. So we will go ahead and cut this podcast off for today. I want to thank you very much for joining me, listening to what I have to say, my stories about what goes on with my First Amendment activism, and I hope you enjoy your day. Thank you for tuning in. Please like and subscribe Pikes Peak Auditors on YouTube. Also, my live stream channel, which is Pikes Peak Auditors Live Stream. There will be lots of content coming up soon. Interviews, which we will have a follow-up interview with Eric Brandt. There will be some special guest interviews coming up soon, so stick around and enjoy the Pikes Peak Auditors podcast.